Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shari of Rome, Iyun HaParsha series. We're holding Baruch Hashem on Parshas Ki Seitze. There are many mitzvahs, a multitude of mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. We're going to focus on one mitzvah, a very well-known, very important mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Pasuk says in Maromaka number 1, in Devarim Chafetu Demo Ki Ikach Ish Isha Uba Eleha, you will take a woman and then you will come upon her. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Kuf Nun Beis, Maromaka number 2, codifies this Pasuk as a mitzvah de araisa. Shinitz devinu liknoi se'isha ba'achas mishleisha devarim darchem kaidem makidushin, ke leimer im yirtze ish likach isha yikna isa tchila v'chloi. If a person wants to get married, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, similar to shchita. You don't have to have meat, but if you want to have meat, you have to shech. So too, by kiddushin, if you want to be with a woman, you must do kiddushin first. And if in fact you do the Kiddushin, it is a Kiyum Mitzvah de Araisa. That is in line with the Shita of the Rambam, Mehechas Ishos, Aleph Ubeis, that before Matan Torah, there was no mechanism. There was no process of Kiddushin. It was just that a man and woman lived together and they became husband and wife. Kaidem Matan Torah, Hayadam Pagea Isha Peshuk, Imratzu Hu Vihi Lisa Isa, Machnisa Lasech Besa, Ubayala Beirela Bin Atzmai, Vitiela Le Isha. However, what changed after Matan Torah was not Nisuin, was not marriage, but was the creation of the Erison of Kiddushin, of a process, a mechanism before Nisuin, which we term Kiddushin. Kevan shenasna Torah nitzdavu Yisrael shemirza ish lisa isha yikna isa tchila b'fnei edim ba'achar kach tiyela isha shenamar ki yikach ish isha uba elel. Likuchen elo mitzvah asay shal Torah heim. So Sai the Rambam, Sai the Chinuch are of the opinion the Kiddushin is a mitzvah, kiyum de araisa. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, an obligatory mitzvah, but it is a volitional mitzvah, and in many cases, it's the only way for a man and a woman to be together. However, the Rush in Ksuvis, in Perek Aleph, Simen Yud Beis, has a very long ma'arafa, and he has a lengthy discussion, and he concludes based upon various proofs, one of them being the very strange bracha under the chuppah that the Masada Kedushin makes, that Kedushin is in fact not a mitzvah. It is only a mechanism, a matir, as we've discussed many times, to allow a man and a woman to be together to ultimately fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Uravu. So the end game, Lefi the Rush, is really Peru Uravu. In order to allow Ish V'Isha, Lihi Yais B'Yacha, to be together, you have to be matir, the Isser, and that's through the Maisa of Kedushin. There's nira li ki bracha zu eina bracha lasiyas a mitzvah, because it's not a mitzvah. Ki piriv ribya hainu kiyam a mitzvah. V'im lakach pilagesh kiyam piriv ribya eina mechuyiv lakadash isha. If you somehow were able to have children to procreate with a pilagesh, there would be no reason v'chalal to make a chasana, to get married. Hilkach leidiskit a bracha mitzvah zu. Therefore, there is no brachas a mitzvah, because it's in fact not a mitzvah. So machlekes the Rambam and the Rush. Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Or is Kedusha a matir? This we've discussed many times together. This was just a chazara of a very important kuda. Today we're going to focus on another aspect or two of Kedusha. If you analyze the Maisa Kedusha, we have to understand what exactly is going on when a man gives a ring to an isha and says, "Hare at mekudesh adi kedash kedas maisha Yisrael." Classically, there are two types of maisim in halacha, at least. There's a maisa kinyan, you buy something, and a maisa that's mechel achalois, a maisa that creates a result. For example, the person is mafresh truma, he took tevel, and now was chal on the tevel, pashtos, achalois truma. Or he took an animal, and he was makdashe for gavoya, he made it a korban chatos, he was mechel achalois, kedusha, on the animal. What is going on in kedusha? Is it fundamentally a transaction, a maisa kinyan? Or is it really a maisa hamechel iser? It's chal on the isha, sorti isturim, sorti dinim. And there's languages in the Rishayim that are mash mulakan ulakan. If you look at Taisves and Taisa Rosh in Subis on the Beza and Beis, they're both mashma, and fundamentally Kedushin is just a monetary transaction. The woman, like Taisves says in Subis, that Isha Sada Shel Baal, Ve'ena Baal Sada Shel Isha, and Taisa Rosh says it even further, Maromaka number 6, The Isha Kinyan Kaspai, she is the property of the Ish. Kimoy Avdai Shayer Bechamayrai Bitfuyim Maslai. So a very stark mashmosin of the Taisus and Taisa Rosh and Ksuvis on that base of a base, that really Kiddushin is just a regular transaction, but the man is purchasing the Isha. If you look at Taisus in Kiddushin on that base of an Aleph from Rabbeinu Manayach, Taisus there is mashma no. Rabbeinu Manayach is mashma, that which we say Niknis and Kinyan. When it comes to Kedushin, it's really a misnomer. It should have been Heter. Says Rabbeinu Manayach, that v'matzi v'misni v'niteres v'shnei drachim, not v'niknis. Degabi Kedushin shayach lashem Heter. So Tosfos in Kedushin takes umbrage with the lashem of Kinyan, and says the Mishnah really should have said lashem of Heter. And the Achrenim explain that these are the two tzadim that we began this inyan with. If Kedushin is a regular transaction, so Kinyan makes a lot of sense. A woman is being purchased by a husband. But if you learn really what's going on over here is not a transaction, rather it is a creation of status, a maisa that makes a chalais. So it makes a chalais iser, she's now an ashes ish. And when that determination has concluded or has been terminated, then she becomes heter. So is lashon kaina anikness or iser ve heter, that's a maflekes taisus in ksubas and taisus in kiddushin. And I'll create a mitzayin to two Rashis that are mashma, both of them on one side of the Sakira. We know unequivocally that an Isha has to have das to acquiesce to the Maisa Kedushin. The question is why? Why do we need the das of the Isha for acquiescence? You don't need the das of the Paris by Truma. You don't need the das of the animal by Hakdasha. So what is it by Kedushin that it is different? And says Rashi in Kedushin very simply. This is a regular bilateral transaction. Das koine, das makne. The kiddushim demidaita de beinan das hamakne. Arkan loshen rash kiddushim amdalam and alf marmak number 8. Super easy. You buy something, you need to have a buyer and a seller. The buyer has to want to buy something, someone has to want to sell it. Bilateral das, no shaido. But Rashi in Yevomos daf yitesmet aleph, which the Masoreh Sashas is metzayin to, is mashma a different thing. Rashi says without the gzeres akasev of a halka b'haisa, you would not need das of the isha. The halka b'haitzah the isha acher midai to mashma. That's very strange. You don't need a gzeres akasev telling you that if I want to sell my house, you need my acquiescence, you need my permission. Of course, you need my permission to sell my house. The Gemara never brings a drasha that you need das makna. You can't just take my thing and give me money for it. Talui b'zavin doesn't work pashtus. So why did Rashi tell us over here that without the gzeres akasev, it would be mashma you could be mekadesh isha even ba korcha? Says the Achrayim, it's mashma Rashi nivomas. Like the Tzat of Rebbe Manayach. Really, we're handling over here Isser Veheter. And Isser Veheter classically does not need the das of the item or the person that the chalais is being chala. The Paris obviously don't have das. The Behema doesn't have das and it's becoming hektish. So maybe the Isha also does not have to have das. And if I just give her a ring and say I wrap my glitches lead, automatically it's chala ner nature's ish. Obviously, that's not the case, says Tzitzis, but why not? It has to be Gzirsa Kosov. Only from Gzirsa Kosov. Do we need the das of the Isha to allow the chalais Isha to take place? So on my flakis, we'll say simply, Taisus and Taisus Harash, between Ksuvis and Kedushin, is it a transaction or is it a chalais Isha? And one nafkamina, what is the role of das of the Isha? Is the role of das of the Isha regular transactional das or only exerts a cause of the kadas? That for this chalais to take place, you have to have das of the Isha as well. The truth is, that which we lined us up in a bifurcation type of fashion, tutsaldim, tatso pashin. Many Achrenim learn all of these are true, meaning both Kinyan and Isser or Chal, the Shasta Kedushin, which would fit nicely because Taisus could Rashi in Kedushin and Rashi in Yomus give two different reasons. Could be they're both true. Look at the Kutrisi Shiurim Reb Gustman in Kedushin Aleph, Marmakan number 10. It's been a while, maybe over a year, since he quoted one of the Shtiklach from Reb Gustman. And he says, really, Kedushin has three Chalaisim, three things going on. Two we discuss, and I'll give us one more. The word the yeshar b'kiddushin gimel iyanim echad kinyan ha'ishin nipras the baila and that's lishna the iraisa he yikne two iser like we said the also lakuli alma kahekdish is that lishna the rabbana but three says of Guzman a third inyan his yachdas the ishus that a woman is now miyuchad is specified only for this man this is a riot maybe that's why you need the halacha the kiddush has to be sworn to be it has to be possible for a man to have bia with his wife for kiddush to be chal if he marries one of two women and doesn't know who they are and their relatives, so you can't be boy with either of them. There's a shita of Rava that's not good kiddushin. So Rutsu is my chiv man halacha, that really there are a third aspect of Kedusha. There's the Kinyan, there's the Isser, but there's the Hizyachas, the Isha, the fact that she is uniquely separated aside only for him, that's a separate chalois. Can't get into that too much right now, but he has a beautiful, beautiful raya to this Yisoid. He brings in Ice Bays, in Malachi number 11, that the Gemara in Yerushalmi has a tzad, which is a wild tzad, that Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, the three mechanisms to make Kedusha. We know either Kesef, or Shtar, or Bia. Says the Yerushalmi, there's a Hav Amina, that you would need all three. To be Kedushas to an Isha, you would need both Kesef and Shtar, and additionally, you also need a Maisa Bia. And says Augustman, with my three Kinyanim, with my three Inyanim, that's very, very mistaber. It could be each one of those things, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, makes one of the three Chaloisim. The Kinyan, the Isser, and the Tziachas to Isha. That the Kesef makes the Kinyan, the Shtar makes the Isser, and the Bia, of course, makes the Tziachas to Ishas. Okay, I am Shom Kamash Malan Yerushalmi, it's not the case, but it's a very nice rise of Kusman. The Mayusayin, that there really are three Kinyanim. The finish is each one of the Mayus condition does all three of them. So we've come out, there's either two or three, potentially, chaloisin that are going on in Kiddushin. Is it a transaction? Is it a chalois endowment of status? Or maybe it is a hisyachdus le'ishus, a designation of ishus only between this woman and the Baal HaMekadesh. Just to be one more Inyan, but Kiddushin going on to Nisuin, there's a nice Rambam and a nice shtickle from the Mincha Shor of Brus, one of the big Talmidim of the Baruch Be'er, which has also been a long time, so it's good to be with. We marked some of the Achroinim of Gustman of Brus to see the Gedele Oilam, how they learned up these super, super important and significant Inyan. The Rambam in Maramukah number 12, in Ishus, Yutin Zayin is Mashma, that Nisuin could fundamentally be done by Korcha Shal Isha. Kedushin, we know, obviously need Das of the Isha. But Nisuin fundamentally could be done against the will of the woman once she's already Mikudashas. Hama'aras is Bita Ketana, V'Taba Habal Nisuin. If a father marries off for Erisin, his daughter is a Ketana, Bein he bein avi yuchem ha'akev, she can also say, Ach disgado. The daughter or the father can say, wait until she becomes a 12-year-old, until she becomes a Gedoyla. Dimratu l'kainza kainis, the Rambam says, but l'maisa, if the husband now, who already has Erisin, wants to do Nisuin, he's allowed to. The Ein Roy Lazas Kain, it's not appropriate to do it. But fundamentally, the Mashmos of the Rambam is that once there is Erisin, then Nisuin can be done Baal Karfa. And reverse in Maramakum 13, in Ksuba Simit Aleph, brings the Chakas Mechaikik, and he's Madchel the Rambam. It's like, the Rambam can't mean that. He changed the Girsa. But it says Rebrus, Kibshutai, which is the Pashas the Rambam, we don't just change the Girsa of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Chopa is Kone Baal Karfa. Why? Because it's not a Maisa Kinyan Zidi Boy Das Kainer. So Taisus, we hold it is Ayin Shom. But it's a very interesting Nekuta de Bengel. Kiddushin, whether it is a Kinyan, whether it is an Isser, or whether it's a Hisyachas the Ishas, but we know unequivocally that Kiddushin needs the Das of the Isha. It could be that when it comes to Chuppah, when it comes to Nisuin, that point, whatever is being Chal, whatever happens with the Chalais Nisuin, the Chalais Chuppah, the Yichon Room, whatever happens in Din, that can potentially all be done even against the will of the Isha. And that seems to be the Shita of the Rambam. There's a lot of Torah in Chuppah, in what Chuppah is. Others say, no, the reason why Chuppah Fakarcha is because you already had the Kiddushin, and the Nisuin is just a Gemar of the Kiddushin. But others are, no, you can bifurcate Kiddushin and Nisuin, and even though Kiddushin needs Das, potentially Nisuin, because of its nature, will not need Das. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave Nisuin and its nature for a different Chavura. We covered a lot today. Is Kiddushin a mitzvah or is it not? We covered at least three likudas, three you know, that happen in Kiddushin. Is it Kinyan? Is it Isser? Or is it Zafas the Ishas? Nafkamina might be the Das of the Isha. Why do we need her Das? Maybe all three of them occur, and maybe that's why you need Kesef Shtar and Bia, Habmin and Yushami, and a Shaila can chup be done by Karfashu Isha, and Mashmos of the Rambam, Akarpanin, is that it could in fact be done by Karfashu Isha in contradistinction to Kiddushin, which certainly cannot. Everyone should have a lot of Etzlacha, should have a wonderful Shabbos.